International Training for Elders and Responsible Ones, April 2025. Week 1. Day 5. Morning Nourishment. Philippians 3:9. And be found in Him, not having my own righteousness which is out of the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is out of God and based on faith. Acts 16:7. And when they had come to Mysia, they tried to go into Bithynia, yet the Spirit of Jesus did not allow them. The picture in Acts 27 and 28 shows Paul's life, behavior, and character. We see Paul's ascendancy over the situation. We also see the wisdom and dignity of his human life. No doubt, Paul's life was a life of living Christ and magnifying Him. If we read this portion carefully, we will see that here Paul was living the very life that he aspired to live in Philippians 3. In that chapter, Paul says that he pursued Christ in order to be found in Him. When I read Acts 27 and 28, I find Paul in Christ. Throughout a rough and difficult voyage, Paul lived a life of ascendancy and dignity and full of wisdom. Although he was a prisoner, he behaved like a king. Furthermore, he had foresight and wisdom to handle matters. No doubt, the Lord was with Paul. On the one hand, he was a prisoner, one among 276 passengers. On the other hand, he was the center, the focus, of the situation, whether on the ship or on the island where they wintered after the ship was destroyed. In every circumstance, Paul lived a life of ascendancy. Today's reading. The King James Version omits of Jesus in Acts 16:7. In the Greek text of Jesus is after the word Spirit. It should read the Spirit of Jesus. The Spirit of Jesus is a special term. Its meaning differs from that of the Spirit of God. Since Jesus was a man and is still a man, the Spirit of Jesus is the Spirit of the man Jesus. Why was it that when the Apostle Paul would go to a certain place to preach the gospel, the Spirit of Jesus did not allow him? Why does the Scripture not say the Spirit of God instead of the Spirit of Jesus? There must be some reason. In Acts 16 there is much suffering and persecution. Paul was even put into prison. In such a situation the Spirit of Jesus was really required. Jesus was a man who continually suffered intense persecution while he was on earth. Therefore, the Spirit of Jesus is the spirit of a man with abundant strength for suffering. He is the spirit of a man as well as the spirit of suffering strength. In persecution while preaching the gospel, we do need such a spirit, the Spirit of Jesus. By verse 6, it is proved that the Spirit of Jesus is the Holy Spirit. If we read the context of these two verses, we see that the Holy Spirit who was leading the Apostle Paul in his preaching of the gospel was the Spirit of Jesus. It was the Holy Spirit who was leading the Apostle, but the Holy Spirit at that time and in that incident was acting as the Spirit of Jesus. The Spirit of Jesus is not only the Spirit of God with divinity in Him that we may live the divine life, but also the Spirit of the man Jesus with humanity in Him that we may live the proper human life and endure its sufferings. We will also experience the suffering element in the Spirit of Jesus. While the Lord Jesus was on this earth, He suffered all the time. Today this suffering life is in the Spirit. The suffering element, the suffering strength, is now in the Spirit of Jesus. When we have this Spirit moving within us, we will frequently sense a suffering energy and a suffering capacity. Something within us energizes us to bear all hardships. Never think that when we are spiritual, we will have no trouble. The more spiritual we are, the more we will be troubled, but we will be filled with the Spirit of Jesus, who will enable us to suffer. Within this spirit is the suffering element. This is the end of today's morning revival.